stand for change. Good day, listeners. You are tuning to Her Voice, Her Health, a special radio program by Open Heart with support from Y+ Global Gender Equality Fund. Today, we'll be discussing a powerful topic: scaling up youth-friendly health services and the inclusion of adolescent girls and young women in health policies in Kaduna State. I am your host, Fumi Atama. Every young woman deserves access to health services that are respectful, inclusive, and stigma-free. With me are some incredible young women who are leading change right here in Kaduna. Every tear a chance to grow. To start off with, I have Janet Samuel, one of the young advocates working with Open Heart under the Gender Equality Fund. Janet, you're welcome.
Thank you, Fumi. For many girls like me, accessing healthcare is not easy. We often face stigma, judgmental attitude, and lack of privacy at health facilities. Youth-friendly services mean a place where we are respected, listened to, and treated with dignity without discrimination. In Kaduna, many young women are still afraid to visit clinics, especially when it comes to HIV or sexual and reproductive health services. Some fear being shamed, while others have been turned away because of their age or appearance. Scaling up youth-friendly services means training healthcare providers, creating safe spaces, and ensuring that girls can access health care confidently, because when young women are healthy, the whole community benefits.
Wow, that's a very important point, Janet. You also talk a lot about inclusion in health policy. What do you mean by that?
Yes, inclusion means that young women should not just be seen as beneficiary. We should be part of the decision-making process. We need our voices heard in state health policy, technical working groups, and even at the primary healthcare levels. Policies about us should never be made without us.
Powerful words. Janet, now let's hear from a few more young women who are part of this movement, starting with Victoria. Victoria, you're welcome. Happy to have you here.
Thank you very much. I believe youth-friendly health services should be available in every primary health center in Kaduna. Some girls in rural areas travel long distances for care, only to be judged when they arrive. We want health workers who understand our needs and who treat us as partners in health, not as problems.
Thank you, Victoria. Let's hear from Dorothy Dancer. Dorothy, happy to have you here.
Thank you very much. For me, inclusion means opportunity. We, the young women, know our challenges best. If the Ministry of Health includes AGYW in policy discussions and planning meetings, we can help design services that actually work for us. That's how you build stronger health systems, by listening to the people they serve.
Beautifully said. And finally, Janet Samuel.
I just want to remind everyone that access to health is a right, not a privilege. Every girl, whether in school, married, or living with HIV, deserves care without fear. Let's make youth-friendly services a standard, not a favor.
Oh, thank you, Janet, Dorothy, and Victoria. Your voices reflect the power and potential of adolescent girls and young women in Kaduna State. So our listeners, Open Heart, with support from Y+ Global, continues to advocate for stronger policies, inclusive participation, and truly youth-friendly health services. When adolescent girls and young women are included, health outcomes improve, communities grow stronger, and no one is left behind. This has been Her Voice, Her Health. Join us again as we continue to amplify the voices of young women leading change in Kaduna State. Thank you so much, and see you next time. Bye.